So, you know when currency used to be like actually be worth something, used to be backed by something. There's this term in the monetary system called fiat, and fiat means that it's kind of like pretend play money, like it's backed by nothing. And back in the day, money used to be backed by like something like a hard asset. Like it could be backed by real estate. It could be backed by, and historically, the U.S. dollar was backed by actual like gold or silver, like something that was actually like inherently valuable. And then one day we went off that standard, and now we could just print as much money as possible. And really, like the fiat currency is only as good as the faith people have in it. So let me just reiterate. Money is only as valuable as the trust people put into that money system. And if that trust is gone, the money is not worth anything anymore. That's what the dollar is, it's fiat. But it used to be that like it didn't matter how much you trusted the dollar, because like no matter what, you could trade that dollar in at a bank and get gold in return. Now, how does this apply to product? I was thinking about ideas and how and requirements and peer reviews today, and how there are so many. It's really easy to write a PRD. It's really easy to write requirements, but a lot of requirements are fiat. A lot of requirements aren't backed by anything except for the faith and trust that multiple people put into that requirement. When that trust erodes, that requirement means nothing. And that's why like a lot of like it's really easy for bad ideas to get into software builds, or good ideas that just haven't been fully baked get built, is because they're not backed by anything. They're not backed by what. And what is that thing that's backing up a requirement? What's like the equivalent of gold for a requirement? And I would propose that requirement, I mean that thing that could back a requirement and make a requirement actually worth something, is like actual discovery work, due diligence work, actually figuring out what's viable, what resonates with customers, what your like an actual plan and a targeted workflow that you're trying to improve with your work, with the software or product you're trying to build. And that doesn't matter if not everyone agrees with the requirement, is backed by data, is backed by great anecdotes, is backed by a good solid thought process and discovery work, that there is a case supporting it that is beyond the trust that people just put into it blindly. And when you unfold your reasoning of the discovery work, the insights you learn from the discovery work, that dismantles a lot of doubts in your arguments. And so, lately I've kind of, in the nicest way possible, have said like, hey, this requirement's fiat. Like, I don't see like any rationale behind this. There's nothing backing this. Like, when I see that, like, I know that it's time to push back and question the rationale and thought process of whoever wrote that requirement, because your career life is really too short to not make sure that you back everything with something that's actually inherently valuable, which is like good strategic information. So that's my short.